You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, we are talking about finding the balance, right? And we're going to be joined on the line by Sister Lydia Deborah. She's going to be speaking to us about the subject, juggling family, work, friendships, personal time. All of this can be very, very challenging, and it can feel like spinning a dozen plates at once, right? And let's be honest, let's be real about this. Sometimes it feels like you're expected to do it all without dropping a single one, right? But balance isn't about doing everything perfectly. It's about making space for yourself while also caring for other people. So how can women manage family responsibilities without losing their sense of identity, their sense of purpose, and their sense of well-being? Sister Lydia Deborah joins us on the line for the conversation. Good morning once again, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. It's a subject that I think I can identify with, and I think a lot of women can identify with, when we lose our identity and we're struggling to find the balance between all the things that we are called to or pulled in so many different directions. How exactly would you say women can set boundaries to ensure that they have time for themselves while also still managing their family responsibilities?
First of all, my sister, allow me to say I feel like I'm wearing a size 40 when actually I wear a size 36 when it comes to this combat. But we trust in God to come through.
We trust in God to lead.
Yes. Well, boundaries will be very important, and in the life we are living now as women, we have so many things on our plate.
Yeah.
And we may not even realize that we don't have time for self. We don't have time for family. And striking a balance might be one of the hardest things. But I think the best way to strike a balance is have a detailed plan of each and every day. How you're going to carry out, from this and this time, I'm going, be intentional about it. If it means writing it down, it will help. Because you might get so carried away with life. You might get so carried away with the home duties. You might get carried away with taking care of the children, and you might forget that you also have to create time for yourself. But for others, it's quite easy to navigate, but sometimes it may be hard, and maybe just having a detailed plan, from this and this time, I'm going to do this, so that no one enters your time, no one violates your boundary, because this and this time I'll be doing this, I'll be focusing on me, I'll be doing things to help me grow.
I think sometimes the challenge, especially for those who are, for example, working from home, or those who are homemakers, especially if there are children in the home, it becomes such a challenge because the children don't know that from this time to this time, it's mommy's time. That's why when I need my mom, I'm calling for my mom. I don't care what she's doing. I have an emergency. And that emergency might be something as small as I want some yogurt. Boundaries are invisible when it comes to these children. So I think that sometimes becomes the challenge that, yes, I can have a plan, but it's so hard to stick to it because the moment I try, there's a child who's crying. There's a husband who's calling me who needs something. There's my work is calling because they need something. And I'm just pulled in so many different directions. So how would you say that we can communicate these boundaries to the people that we are serving in our lives, whether it's in a professional sense, whether it's my family at home or my friends or the church, whatever it is? What's a healthy way to communicate these boundaries to be able to say, you know what, from this time to this time, I'm sorry, I'm not available for this.
Like you said, my sister, it's quite hard to set these boundaries. But I think to ease the burden, first and foremost, we have to love these setups. If it's our work setup, we have to love our work setup. If it's our family, we have to love our family.
Yes.
You know, I love my family so much. Sometimes even when I'm having time for myself, time to build myself, sometimes even when they come in, I won't feel the impact as much because I have so much love for them. So I think if we are able to love them first and be accommodative to them, it's going to help us. But again, it's quite important for us also to to make it clear in a loving way, you know, this and this time, don't call me. Whereas if it's at work, they should know that after 18, exactly. You don't attend to work.
Yeah.
You don't attend to work issues unless it's strictly urgent.
Yeah.
Then yes. But they should know that, okay, if I'm going to call Lydia at this time, she's having family time. She won't answer.
Mm.
Unless it's really, really urgent, like telling them in a loving way, yes, I need to do this. Yes, I know the assignments of the day. Unless it's very urgent. And to be intentional, if it comes to work sometimes, maybe you don't even answer your phone. They even know that this time, you know,
don't
like
bother.
They know that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know that at this time, even if we call her, she won't pick up. We're wasting our time. It's because you've set it for them. And also making sure we do our perfect role. We do our part diligently.
Yes,
so
yes.
Even when we are not available, they know and they value our work. Not already we're not able to work effectively at home. We're not there for the children. We're not there for the husband. We're not there for the family at large.
Mm.
And then we also want to have that time. People will end up thinking, okay, this person is just arrogant. This person is not.
Or just lazy.
So, yeah, they're just lazy. They don't want to do this in the first place. If it's the family, they'll think this person doesn't love us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But if we are able to show commitment in the time we have allocated, it will work well for us, and we're able to communicate. You know, we just say, okay, if I'm talking to my husband, okay, at this time, I just need a few minutes. And I think it can work.
Yeah.
I think it can work because you've already allocated time and someone will appreciate it.
Yes.
That's just a problem as well. Yes. But...
I like that. I like the idea of, in the time that I am available, in the time that I have allocated to whatever task, I must put in 100%. If it's my work, I must be excellent at it. If it is time with my children, I must be present. I must be engaged. If it's with my husband, I must be there. My attention is on you. You know, when we start trying to spread ourselves too thin and trying to put a little bit here, a little bit there, that's when now... in everything, we're just giving half measures in every single aspect. And then it's like, you're setting boundaries for what, by the way? Because what are you even doing?
Yeah.
What value
and,
you are
know,
you doing?
And, you know, the other person end up feeling the void.
Yes.
They'll feel the void that this person hasn't been here. If it's work, the workload will keep increasing because you haven't been
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Okay, that's beautiful. And I also like the idea that we have to love what we're doing. I think that's a very important one. I'm speaking from my own experience. Sometimes we make it, it's almost like it's a burden, like, I have work to do. Oh, I have chores. Oh, cooking.
You know?
These children won't leave me alone. But when you realize what a blessing it is, it's such a blessing to have dirty dishes to wash. It means you ate. It's a blessing to have these children who are healthy and who are happy, and it's a blessing to be employed. That's a blessing. All those things which you're always complaining about are actually a blessing. So we have to have love for that as well. That's beautiful. Beautiful. What strategies can help women avoid burnout, do you think, while juggling all these different roles? How do we avoid burning out?
Okay. I think burning out sometimes may be inevitable if we don't have a balance of our lives, because, you know, I'm supposed to do work, I'm supposed to do children, I'm supposed to cook, I'm supposed to wash the plates, I'm supposed to clean the house. And sometimes you might not know how to navigate, and you feel like, I feel like I'm carrying the whole world on my shoulders, just the little assignments that we have. But I think when it comes to balancing work, family, and also balancing personal development, I think we really need to ask God to intervene and help us. He needs to grant us the patience, and he needs to help us navigate, because in my personal self, I don't see how possible it is, because there's a way your mind will also need to rest. There's a way your body needs to rest. But when we ask God to come through, there's a way he provides and helps us balance these things for us. Because my sister, I might say, all right, 10 to 12, I'll be washing plates. 12 to 14, I'll be doing work. There's sometimes what you write won't even work.
Yeah.
But when God comes in, I mean, he's the one who's blessed us with these things, like you said initially. He's blessed us with the family. He's blessed us with the children. When he comes in, there's a way he helps us balance, and we're able to harmonize. And also, I think another way to navigate this is living in harmony with all of them and looking at them as part of my life. Like, this is my life. My life is around this circle. And each and every of each and every part of this circle needs my attention.
Yeah.
Like harmonizing them and looking at them as one component. I need to do my level best here. I need to do my level best here. And I also need to self-improve, because most of the times we are forgetting to self-improve, and we might not realize the impact it might have on our work,
oh, wow.
The impact it might have on our families, the impact it might have on our children, because each and every day the world is revolving.
Yes.
And if you don't keep up, maybe you might not realize that you have neglected your own child, and they need you, but you don't even know where to start. Like you have no idea, because you have not taken time to improve and learn what's happening in these school setups for the children.
Nice.
So I think if we are able to harmonize and look at them as one entity, like this is my life, and we put it into God's hands, like, Lord, I am the clay, you are the potter, please mold these things for me and help me.
Beautiful. Now, how can women communicate their needs to family members without feeling guilty? I can set 100,000 boundaries if I want, but sometimes it's just this feeling of guilt, like, should I really have boundaries, especially when it comes to the family, when it comes to children and husband? How do I do that? Or even my parents, my elderly parents and my siblings, like, no, don't call me during this time. How do we do that without feeling guilty? You know, especially as an African child, you can't say that to your parents.
Well, I think communication is a very vital tool that we have to use properly. You know, sometimes we communicate in a way that raises emotion, and someone just says, this person has changed, this person is no longer the same.
Yeah.
When you're actually just trying to balance. But I think in communicating with family, in communicating with children, let them understand what we are going through. Let them understand, especially with the family. If at all, for example, you are pursuing school and you also have a marriage to run, let them also realize that if mama makes it, we all make it.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
If she does this, even the family at large, if it's our village people, like, they know that if she succeeds, we also succeed.
Mm.
Like, we sit down with them and help them realize, not where we speak to them arrogantly. I'm a career woman, I need to do this.
Yes.
Don't call me, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, already they're just like, whoa, who are we living with now?
Yeah.
But if we sit down and make them understand, if it is something stressful, if it's sometimes maybe you're doing a work assignment that's stressful, sit down and tell them, okay, this is going to have a toll on my time. I'm going to be involved, and I'll need you guys to understand just for this period of time, because it won't be like that forever. So I think sitting down and having conversations that they realize they support you, like, yeah, in this together, make them realize it's not just me. This is for all of us.
Yes.
I think communicating with them in that way, not that it's just my success, I'm going to, but let them realize that if she makes it, we all make it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and we all benefit.
I love that. What about faith and self-care? How do those two go hand in hand, especially when it comes to balancing our family life?
That's a good one. You know, I think faith is like the glue that holds everything together. Because there are going to be moments where we might talk about self-care, and then there are moments where you don't even realize how you're going to care for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, there are times you're going to say, I need self-care. You don't even know where to start.
What does that even mean? Yeah.
Hey, self-care is what am I developing? You know, I'm just saying I need time for personal development. I don't even know what I'm developing. You know, I just heard it from the next person that they have been personal development.
Exactly.
But when we have faith in God, there's a way he directs.
Mm.
There's a way he leads. There's a way he guides. You know, my sister, there are times where you're so focused. You're so grounded. I just need to make this happen. I just want this. But when we believe in God, sometimes even when it is not that, there's a way he points us to what is right.
Yeah.
There's a way he directs us and says, it's not that, my child, it's this. It's the way Abraham is about to sacrifice his son, Isaac, and then God says, okay, I see you obey, but look behind you, the sacrifice is behind you. So that's faith, that we'll hear God communicate to us, and it will help us improve even in self. You know, again, you know, as much as we talk about self-care, remember, we're not supposed to love ourselves so much that it draws us away from Christ. Because if we love ourselves so much, again, we'll get too tired. We'll forget to create time to study, because it's just about me. It's just about me, you know. But when we are able to we're able to give it to Christ and say, Lord, I have this around me. Help me. I am going through this. Help me. Lord, I don't have a social life. Help me build it. Lord, I don't even know where to start with this family you have given. Help me. I don't know how to raise these children. Give me wisdom. And with faith, we'll see how God will certainly come through.
Sure.
And we'll see his power.
Yeah, there's hope. There's hope for whatever whatever your challenge might be, whether it's, like you're saying, the social life or wherever you might be lacking. There's hope. That's beautiful. Now, how can women redefine success in a way that includes both personal growth as well as family well-being? If you look at the world today, they'll tell you have to choose one or the other. You can't have a happy family life as well as success professionally. How do we do personal growth, family growth, everything, and do it all well? How do we balance all of those?
I think the best way to balance them is to incorporate them in one.
Okay.
Realizing that. Yeah, realizing, I said this previously, but I'll say it like this now. Realizing that success, personal growth, and family can still exist in one setup.
Okay.
And we put them in one, like we incorporate them as one. We say, if I succeed, well, my family also succeeds. Yes, if I succeed, my family succeeds. And if I am successful, I am able to grow personally because I have achieved those goals and I have seen a better version of me. And remember, when I succeed, meaning I also have more time because I've managed to achieve this. So I also have time to grow. I also have time to reflect. But if I'm not succeeding, you know, I'm not able to have something to bring on the table. Already my family is lagging behind. My personal growth, how will I grow personally? Already my mental health is disturbed because things are not working out. But when we realize that this is supposed to be one chain, if I succeed, my family goes well, I grow personally. If we look at it as one and not separate them and say, okay, now I need to focus on success, I'll focus on the family later, that's where we make the mistake. And I think we've seen families that are separate today because this person was so focused on their success. And even after they succeed, they have no time for family. They'll tell you, my family was never there the time I was trying to succeed. It's because they pushed them away.
Yeah,
it's because they were so focused, they pushed them away. But if we try to incorporate and work together, you know, a family that prays together stays together. You know, I'm pursuing this, my sister and my family is kneeling down, that it works, that it goes through, that this, because they know that her success is my success. Like, let's have them around one umbrella. And I think that's what the devil uses to separate families now, because the devil is fighting families so much. And trying that, he'll just make you look at the family. Most people will tell you the family will bring you down. But if we're able to just balance all this, and even the family, make them understand, you know, sometimes the family will look at you like you earn so much money and you have to give them. But you make them understand. Make them understand, look, I'm getting this amount. Obviously, you won't tell them, but I also need to balance with my family in the home. I also have to balance this family, that family. Like, let's work together.
Yeah.
In this month, I'll give you this allocation. Maybe after some 3 months, I'll also help wherever I can. Them understand. There shouldn't be enmity between the family, you, and your personal growth. I think let harmony be in these three things.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so much, my sister. I think what you've shared is really, really impactful and powerful. And there are simple principles that you're sharing that at the end of it, at the end of the day, it's about getting the attention off of myself. And recognizing that what I do for me should benefit the family, and how all of these things work together. This is a completely different teaching than the one we'll find in the world that says, no, look out for me first. I must take care of me first. And, you know, there are arguments to be made for taking care of your own health, taking care of your mental well-being and all of that. But at the end of the day, if the focus is I'm doing that so that I can be of service to my family, to my employer, to my business, or in the different places where I must function, then that's a whole different perspective than just focusing on me for the sake of focusing on me. I think those are beautiful principles that you've shared. Thank you so much for your time. God has indeed spoken through you. So thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Lord, give us a dent. Just one note before because these are quite simple principles when we speak about them, but they're very hard to implement.
True.
Yeah, so let's not try them alone. Just like the lesson has come through God, let's also ask him, Lord, you've brought this lesson, help us do it according to your will.
Absolutely. Maybe let's end with a prayer. If you would maybe pray for all our sisters out there who are struggling to find that balance, and also for the gentlemen who might be able to assist in one way or another, to be able to perceive when their significant other or their sister or their mother needs that help. Please pray for us as we close.
All right, Charity. Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, Lord, we thank you for today, and we thank you for allowing us to learn this lesson, Jehovah God. Lord, simple principles we may have learned, but without you, we cannot do it. Lord, may you help sisters around the world implement these principles, Jehovah God, that at the end of the day, the glory is not even to themselves, it is to God who has allowed them to grow in all aspects of their lives. Jehovah God, I commit families at large into your holy hands, that, Lord, help them understand one another. Help the gentlemen as well, Jehovah God, to understand their significant others. Help the women as well understand these gentlemen, Jehovah God. Unite families, because the devil knows that if he separates families, he has separated the church, oh Lord. Father, Lord, may your Holy Spirit guide us in everything we do, Jehovah God. Lord, I also want to remember the Adventist Radio into your holy hands, that, Lord, whatever program they have planned, may it be spirit-filled. May you be with them in everything they do. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Lydia Deborah, thank you so much for your time. God bless you. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Amen. God bless you too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.